Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Dr. Matt and Dr. Mike's A to Z of the Human Body. We are on the letter A, and today's term is Ayla Ilial, which is my favorite Harry Potter spell, I have to say, from the third book. Ayla Ilial. Matt.
What happens with the, when you say that spell?
Hip falls off. The legs disappear, and they just become walking pelvises.
All in the hips, that's what they say.
That's what they say.
It's one of my favorite songs.
Not sure it's a song, but it could be a movie.
The hips don't lie.
Oh, okay. Yes, that was a good song, Shakira. All right, Ayla Ilial. So,
also known as Ayla Osseous Ilium.
Ooh.
Or the Ayla of Ilium.
Ayla of Ilium.
Okay. It sounds like a Roman or something.
It does. And this is the Ayla of Ilium. Ooh, nice. That's
and again,
new part of the house.
Guy walks out with just
on his pelvis. On his ischium. All right, so what is it?
Okay, so Ayla,
yeah,
single, Ale is plural.
Okay.
So it's...
So A-L-A is singular, A-L-A-E is plural.
Yeah.
All right, of what?
So basically it just means wing or wing-like. So it's in anatomy,
yeah.
It's common to... reference to structures that may appear to be wing-like. So you may have
the scapula?
You may have the ala of nasi, which is of your nose.
Right. So I didn't know nose was wing-like, but...
Well, you have wings of your nose.
Oh, you mean where the opening is, the sort of covering of the opening.
Of the your nostrils.
Okay.
Yeah. The ala of ilia, which we're doing now, and ala of sacrum.
Okay. Not the scapula. Interesting.
The wing of scapula. Where's the wing?
Oh, the scapula is the wing.
Well, the wing bones. What are they referred to colloquially?
I don't know. What do you mean? Oh, colloquially.
Yeah.
Don't know. The wing.
It's
just called the wing, isn't it?
They're sometimes compared to a wing nut.
Oh yeah.
Like you know how screw. You turn a wing
nut?
Yeah, the spine of the scapula.
Yeah.
Having. That kind of function.
But no ala, no wing of it.
No, not that I'm aware of.
Well, that's fine. But you're saying the ilium. We don't know where that is yet. You need to define that.
Okay, so this is going to be in the pelvis, but when you pull the pelvis apart.
Right.
You pull it apart because the pelvis just means basin. So if you pull them.
Pull the basin apart.
It has two hips.
Yep.
And one sacrum.
All right.
So on either side of the body where it's going to equate to each leg. Would be a hip in the middle. That's kind of the extension of your lumbar vertebra into the sacrum and then coccyx. That's the communication between the sacrum and the two hips would be the pelvis.
Okay, so wait a sec. So the whole pelvic region,
well, the pelvic bone,
skeletal wise,
yeah,
is made up of three bones. You've got the ischium.
No. That's the hip.
Right.
So if you were to look at the pelvis,
yep.
The pelvis would be the two hips
and
the sacrum. But now let's focus on the hip, okay? The hip
would
is what you're saying.
Gotcha. So The ilium is one of three bones that make up
the hip or the innominate bone.
All right.
Yeah.
So the ischium and the pubis?
Yeah, that's part of the hip.
So
the ischium, the yep. pubis, and the ilium.
Right.
So just we're now for today, yep. just focus on the ilium.
And that is the
superior.
If you're looking at it, it's the top part.
That's right.
Right.
It's the largest bone, most superior part of the hip.
So basically, when you feel your hip bone.
Yeah.
Right? Like yeah. right now I'm feeling my yeah. hip bone where your pants sort of sit at.
Yep. Iliac crest.
That is part of the ilium.
Correct.
But we're talking about the ala of the ilium,
yeah.
which is the wing. So where does that... So that's the very top of the wing?
That's the top of the wing. Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so your hip bone is the top of the wing, is the top of the ala ilium. Well,
the part that you're feeling, that you're talking about at the waist level,
yeah.
that's the iliac crest,
yeah.
which is the top portion of the wing.
Gotcha. And you're saying the ala is the whole wing?
The whole wing, yeah.
Right, and that's the topic of today?
That's the topic today.
All right, 4.5 minutes in, I understand what we're talking about. Makes sense. All right, so what else do we need to know about this
wing? Not a huge amount. It's just a important structure in the ilium. So it's got two parts to it, an internal surface and an outside surface, or a medial surface, which is the concave, and the convexed outer, which is probably known as the gluteal portion, which is where all your glutes sit.
As in your yep, glute yep. muscles, your
yeah,
glute...
your bums. Your
glute
bum
maximus,
muscles.
Minimus,
yeah.
medial?
Minimus.
No, yep. I said minimus.
Okay.
They Medius. So they all attach at the ilium.
Yes.
Right, so glute med, ilium. Glute min, ilium. Tensor fascia latte, my favourite drink when I go to Starbucks. Just a tensor fascia latte, please. Hold the sugar. What about the glute max? Does that...
Portion, yep.
Okay.
Portions.
But also portions with in the...
Femur, because okay. it's obviously going to change, extend your
yeah.
leg.
Yeah, yeah. And they're the only muscles that attach there, right?
Oh, there's going to be more.
Glute min and med predominantly?
Yeah, so the glutes is a good one. If you go with the internal surface, that's going to be the iliacus, which is a hip flexor.
Oh, yeah.
And then yep. you're going to have some abdominal muscles coming down that will be kind of attaching to the iliac crest. Now, so that's pretty straightforward, right? So
yeah.
when you think of the iliac crest, it kind of continues anteriorly to a location called the ASIS or the anterior superior iliac spine.
Anterior inferior.
Superior.
Anterior superior. So the front top of the
iliac spine.
Of the spine. Of the ilium.
Yeah.
So that's just that very top curvature part.
Right at the anterior portion of it. So the furthest point that the spine runs forward,
yep.
it stops at an important bony landmark called the ASIS.
Okay. What's important about that?
I'll get to that. If you go in the other direction,
yeah.
where the spine ends posteriorly, mm-hmm. it's also going to be what's going to be referred to as the PSIS, the posterior superior iliac spine.
Gotcha.
Okay. But let's go to the ASIS because this is the clinical relevance of today. Why a health professional student should know the ASIS? Well, there's some clinical relevance here.
Mm-hmm.
You have a ligament called the inguinal ligament that yep. attaches here and then goes across to the pubis. And knowing where the ASIS is, if you can draw a point that's halfway along the inguinal ligament, it has important structures running underneath it,
like
the femoral artery.
Why is that important?
Well, if you wanted to take a pulse or if you needed to access the artery for certain management or diagnostic purposes, so the femoral artery could be accessed for angiograms.
Right.
Or you might have to put a femoral block in. So the femoral,
so the femoral nerve.
Yeah. So okay. having an idea of where this location is important.
All right.
Another clinically important maneuver could be knowing the McBurney's point.
Oh, yeah. I know McBurney's point.
Weekend at McBurney's.
Yeah, weekend at McBurney's.
that's called ED department with appendicitis.
Yes. Yes, that's right.
Weekend at McBurney's.
Weekend at McBurney's. So what's that? That's two-thirds of the way between the...
umbilicus.
Umbilicus and the...
ASIS.
Anterior superior iliac spine.
On the right side.
On the right side.
Yeah.
And that's where the appendix tends
hangs
to...
hangs out.
...be... But that pain tends to, as the appendicitis progresses, tends to be a lot more localized to that McBurney's point.
Correct.
It usually begins quite diffuse, but then tends to start to, once the inflammation gets pretty intense, you go, there it is.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
The other interesting, important reason to know with the ASIS, there's probably millions, but this is a
probably
few.
Probably millions, you're right. This is without hyperbole. Definitely millions.
This is just an additional one. If you wanted to take a person's leg length accurately,
right,
you would start at the ASIS and go all the way down to the medial malleolus, which is your ankle.
So if I did that with you, it'd be what?
23 meters.
3.2 meters?
Yeah.
Right. And for me, I think I maxed out about 32 centimeters. So, because your ASIS begins just under your clavicle. The joke is Matt's tall and I'm normal size. That's the joke, not anything else. Not that Matt's normal size and I'm short, because that's not true. Actually, Matt's taller than average and I am also taller than average. No, shorter than average. Fine.
So that's really all I have.
That's all
so
I wanted.
When you're out, you know, looking in nature at birds, you could say, check out the ALARs on them. Or... Hello.
Thanks, Maddie.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.